We're continuing to look at what Patmos represents for you, especially as an extended season of the soul during which you're going through particularly tricky times, and when the familiar comfort of the Lord's presence feels far removed and difficult circumstances are pressing in from every angle. What does it mean to you? Having a non-Christian husband or wife? Having no job? Or too busy a job? God knows what he's doing. He knows the way into this place, and he knows the way out again for you, and he intends to bring blessing. Many years ago, a missionary came to a school, and he singled out one particular boy because he felt the Spirit stirring in him. And he made the resolution, I'm going to pray every day for that boy. And he did, for 19 years, when by God's wonderful leading, they were able to meet up. That boy was Michael Ross Watson, who the Lord has used right around the world to bring so many to himself. Who knows what God will do next in our lives? Who knows all the things that he'll cause to spring up from all the seeds that we've already sown? Doesn't matter if it all feels quite small, almost pointless sometimes, but it does matter that we're actively seeking him and seeking to make the most of every opportunity, because visions aren't fulfilled by wish fulfillment. They're fulfilled by prayer and action. Listen to what the Abbess Hilda preached back in the 7th century to her nuns at Whitby Abbey just before she died. Trade with the gifts that God has given you. Bend your minds to holy learning, that you may escape the fretting moth of littleness of mind that would wear your souls out. Brace your wills to action, that they may not be the spoils of weak desires. Train your hearts and lips to song, which gives courage to the soul. Being buffeted by trials, learn to laugh. Being reproved, give thanks. Having failed, determine to succeed. Now those are powerful words that span the centuries. Worth hearing again. Trade with the gifts that God has given you. I love that expression. We'd probably say today, use what you've got. Bend your minds to holy learning. That means giving the freebies that flop through the door amiss and reading stuff that's spiritually worthwhile, so that you may escape the fretting moth of littleness of mind, which would wear your souls out. Now, we don't hear much about the will these days, but it's central to our discipleship. Our will can take us where our feelings would hold us back. And Hilda says, brace your wills to action, that they may not be the spoils of weak desires. Train your hearts and lips to song, for that gives courage to the soul. And nothing of lasting worth is achieved without courage. And it's so often praise and worship which re-releases it. Now, the next bit doesn't come naturally. Being buffeted by trials, learn to laugh. Being reproved, give thanks. Having failed, determine to succeed. Now, you might be asking whether all these things that we've been thinking about in relation to Patmos still apply to you if you find yourself in a Patmos type of place. Not primarily as a result of outward persecution, but as the result of your own silly fault. After all, so many of our sufferings are the result of our sinfulness or our recklessness. David had his Patmos in spades when he relaxed at a time when he should have stayed alert and gone to war with the rest of his army. And he fell into such a temptation that it led to quite extraordinary complications. Leisure times reveal what's in our hearts, in equal but opposite ways that times of great pressure also do. The good news is that yes, everything does still apply. Whatever you've done, God hears the repentant heart. He still knows your address, He can still find you, still help you, still rescue you, and still use you. But you've got to be diligent in choosing His way and seeking Him. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I've set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. It's the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who is he that will condemn me? Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. The fact that things are difficult now doesn't mean that God can't or won't bless you powerfully tomorrow. Remember what the Lord declared. I am the living one, the first and the last, the ruler of the nations. Therefore, by definition, he can always intervene to establish his living purposes, and he can always pick us up one more time than we can fall.